Chapter 6. The Wedding. The story is continued by Marion Halcombe in extracts from her diary. Limeridge House, November the 8th, 1849. This morning, Mr. Gilmore left Limeridge House. Laura hasn't left her room since her meeting with him. When I went in to see her, she had some drawings in her hand that Walter Hartwright had done, and she was walking up and down impatiently. "I love another man," she said unhappily. "But I must marry Sir Percival. It was my father's last wish before he died." She put Walter's drawings in a drawer. "The happy days of my youth are over. Poor dear Laura. I put my arms around her and tried not to cry." November the 9th, 1849. I received a letter from Walter Hartwright. He told me that he was very depressed and would like to spend some time out of the country to try to recover. He said that he would soon be travelling to Central America, where he would work on excavations in the ruined cities. I was worried about Walter, but I agreed that a change of surroundings would do him good. November the 27th, 1849. The marriage is taking place on the 22nd of December. After the wedding, Sir Percival Glyde and Laura are going to travel to Europe. They are going to visit friends of Sir Percival's, including Count Fosco and his wife Eleanor, Laura's aunt. Sir Percival met Count Fosco and his wife many years ago in Rome, and they have been good friends ever since. The Count and Countess are going to return with Sir Percival and Laura to England. I was very surprised to learn that Eleanor Fosco had agreed to stay with Laura. Perhaps she has forgiven her niece. Sir Percival agreed that I may continue to live with Laura in his home after the marriage takes place. I thanked him for his kindness. I hope he will be good to Laura. If he ever harms her. December the 22nd, 1849. 10 o'clock. Laura is dressed. I've got a very bad feeling about this marriage. If only I could do something to stop it. 11 o'clock. It's over. They are married. Laura is now Lady Glyde. 3 o'clock. They've gone. I'm blind with crying. I can't write any more. May the 30th, 1850. Laura has been away for more than 5 months. She is coming back in 2 weeks. I can hardly wait. I am now living at Sir Percival's home at Blackwater Park in the south of England. The house is very old and is surrounded by trees. There is a lake in the grounds. When I arrived, the housekeeper took me to my room, which is small but comfortable. After he landed in Honduras, Walter Hartwright wrote me a letter in which he sounded more cheerful. Nobody has seen or heard anything of Anne Catherick, and even Sir Percival's solicitor was unable to find her.